MVCC POV Voices from the Valley.
MVCC POV Voices from the Valley.
MVCC POV Voices from the Valley.
POV Voices from the Valley.
Voices from the Valley.
So it's December 2017, toward the end of this semester, and I send out an email like, I don't have any particular ideas, but are any of you interested in a equity, diversity, and inclusion podcast? And then I got a few responses. What were your thoughts when you got to, because I didn't send much. I just said, used those three terms and said, you know, you want to try at something? So what was your thoughts?
Yeah, I was really excited about the project for a couple of reasons. One, Jahan and I have been working on the diversity committee for a while, and so having another outlet and another venue in which to explore those topics seemed really exciting. And also because of all of the work Dan's been doing with podcasting and how we're working with our students to develop their skills and their comfort level with podcasting, I knew that I needed to get more comfortable, and this would be a really good project to, you know, get some skills down myself.
Yeah, I think I was kind of in a mode of like, we're doing this all the time, like this is like a maybe a no sweat project to like put together, like we'll record some podcasts, and that necessarily wasn't true, but it was kind of right in the wheelhouse of all the stuff that I was doing every day. And so it was exciting to be able to do something that felt like it would matter with the skills that I, you know, am showing students constantly, to kind of like put some worth to that, some extra worth to that.
Yeah. I wanted a project as a part-timer. Sometimes you don't, you'll get projects that you guys are working on, or you can pitch in ideas if you wanted to work on something. So I just found all my sweet spots. You know, I love equity, inclusion, diversity, and the whole podcast and digital creation objects and literacy aspects of what we're doing, you know, fire me up as well. So let me just throw not much bait out there. Let me just, you know, throw some bait out there so you can hear it hit the water. And what has resulted in that has been just awesome. Kind of allows us to dovetail into the chapters and the episodes, because what we start out with, Tissue suggested that we look at a certain population at the school and some grant activities as the project evolved and what we were going to do. So you and Jahan had that, you know, brought that to the table.
Yeah, we had been talking, I think, before even the podcast came up about what our next project would be. We'd been, you know, doing a different kind of workshop for the librarians and library staff, you know, from semester to semester. And so knew that because of the population of Arab and Muslim students that we serve in the library, we wanted to focus on them, hear some of their voices. We see those students in the library every day and don't necessarily know a lot about them individually or about, you know, their culture. And I thought it would be, she and I both thought it would be useful to hear those voices.